Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Welcome back to another episode of Blooming English, where we help your language skills blossom. Today, we're taking a fun journey across the English-speaking world to explore some fascinating idioms. Idioms are expressions that don't mean exactly what the words say, but they add color and character to a language. In this episode, we'll look at idioms from the UK, the US, Australia, and more, learning how these quirky phrases add flavor to everyday conversations. Let's dive in. British idioms. Let's start our journey in the UK, where idioms are a key part of British charm and humor. The English language in Britain is full of colorful phrases, many of which may seem puzzling to outsiders. First up, we have the idiom, Bob's your uncle. This is a playful way of saying something is simple or easy to do. For example, just add some flour, mix it all together, and Bob's your uncle, you've got a cake. Another common British idiom is the bee's knees. If something is described as the bee's knees, it means it's excellent or the best. For example, that new restaurant is the bee's knees. One more to note is throw a spanner in the works. This means to cause problems or disrupt plans. For example, we were going to launch the project next week, but the new regulations have thrown a spanner in the works. British idioms often have quirky origins, making them both fun and confusing for English learners. American idioms. Next, let's cross the Atlantic to the United States, where idioms are just as popular but often have a different flavor. American idioms reflect the country's diverse culture and history. One of the most well-known idioms is hit the nail on the head. This means to be exactly right or to identify the exact issue. For example, when you said the project was delayed because of poor planning, you hit the nail on the head. Another popular American idiom is piece of cake. This is used to describe something that is very easy. For example, the exam was a piece of cake. I finished it in 30 minutes. Then there's spill the beans, which means to reveal a secret. For instance, I was planning a surprise party for her, but John spilled the beans. American idioms are often straightforward and vivid, making them easy to use in everyday conversation. Australian idioms. Now we're heading down under to Australia, where idioms are known for their humor and casual tone. Australian English has plenty of idioms that capture the laid-back spirit of the country. One fun idiom is flat out like a lizard drinking. This means being extremely busy. It paints a humorous image, but is used to describe a hectic situation. For example, I've been flat out like a lizard drinking with work this week. Another common idiom is, she'll be right. This phrase means everything will be okay. For example, don't worry about the deadline, she'll be right. Then there's to have a few kangaroos loose in the top paddock, which is a funny way of saying someone is a little crazy. For instance, I think he's got a few kangaroos loose in the top paddock. He's always coming up with wild ideas. Australian idioms are full of character, often reflecting the country's unique wildlife and easygoing attitude. Idioms from other English-speaking regions. Let's take a quick tour of idioms from other English-speaking countries. Every region has its own special phrases that are deeply tied to the local culture. In Ireland, you might hear the phrase, away with the fairies. This means someone is daydreaming or not paying attention. For example, I asked him a question, but he was away with the fairies and didn't answer. In South Africa, there's an idiom, now, now. It doesn't mean immediately. It actually refers to something happening soon, but not right away. For example, I'll finish that project now, now. In Canada, you might hear the idiom, snowed under, which means being overwhelmed with work, much like being buried in snow. For instance, I've been snowed under with reports all week. Every English-speaking region brings its own flavor to the language, with idioms that reflect the people and their surroundings. Let's practice using some of the idioms we've learned today. I'll present a few scenarios, and I want you to think about which idiom fits best. Scenario 1. You're explaining to a friend that your coworker revealed a surprise early. Which idiom could you use? The answer is spill the beans. Your coworker spilled the beans about the surprise. Scenario 2. You've had a very busy week at work. Which Australian idiom would be perfect to describe how you're feeling? You could say you've been flat out like a lizard drinking. Scenario 3. Your friend perfectly identified the reason your plans failed. Which idiom would work best here? The correct idiom is hit the nail on the head. Your friend hit the nail on the head with their explanation. Think about how using these idioms adds personality to your conversations. Discussion on cultural differences in idioms. Before we wrap up, let's quickly discuss how idioms vary across cultures, even within the English-speaking world. Idioms often reflect the unique history, humor, and values of a culture, so it's important to be aware of the local context when using them. For example, an idiom that's common in the US might not be understood in Australia or the UK, and vice versa. It's also possible that an idiom's meaning can change slightly depending on the region. Being mindful of these cultural differences will help use idioms appropriately, and it will also help you understand them when you hear them. That's all for today's episode of Blooming English. We've traveled across the English-speaking world, learning idioms that bring richness and personality to the language. From the quirky expressions in the UK and Australia to the straightforward phrases in the US, idioms give us a deeper connection to different cultures. Remember to keep an ear out for these idioms in your conversations, and don't be afraid to use them in your own speech. Thanks for joining me today, and until next time, keep practicing, keep learning, and let your English bloom.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.